Hello and welcome to the final edition of Cascade for 2019. As you may have seen, we recently launched our Improving Lives 2025 strategy to a wider audience during the first ever Improving Lives conference. Held in Peterborough, the conference was our opportunity to share our vision with our partners, contractors, people from the local authority and the wider housing sector. Focusing on our two pillars of health and well-being and economic resilience, the conference provided emotive and powerful examples of why our Improving Lives approach is so important. Hosted by TV star Matt Johnson, who shared his personal battles with mental health, the conference featured a panel of guest speakers including best-selling author Jack Munro, mental health campaigner Neil Laybourne, and Paralympic medalist Ade Adepitan. To listen to a moving speech from Jack and to catch up with the rest of the content captured from the conference, visit our dedicated page on SharePoint.
Shaping our employment offer. Thank you to everyone who took part in our recent employee offer survey. We received almost 700 responses, and this feedback will help shape our new employment offer for all colleagues. Several key themes emerge, including the importance of a work-life balance and good health and well-being. The survey shows that you ranked working hours, annual leave, and sick pay as the most important benefits, with 95% of you stating you would value having the opportunity to choose from a range of additional available benefits. It was also clear that many colleagues are unaware of the additional benefits already available to them, so we know we need to do more to promote these in the future. So what will happen next? Well, your responses and the feedback provided during employment offer workshops is now being used to shape our new employment offer. Further details of what this might look like will be shared in January, when we will begin consulting with colleagues. As part of the consultation, we are appointing employee representatives across the group who will liaise with other colleagues about the consultation process, passing on their comments and feedback to our leadership team. Once they have all been appointed, you will be able to see who your employee rep is by visiting the employment offer page on our workplace. From this page, you will also be able to find out more information about the consultation and check through a list of FAQs. Later this month, all employee reps will receive ACAS training so that they have the knowledge to advise and support colleagues during this process. If you have any questions about our employment offer, please contact employeevoice@longhurstgroup.org.uk.
Pension auto-enrolment. Every 3 years, the group are required to re-enrol colleagues who are eligible for automatic enrolment into a pension scheme. In January, you will be re-enrolled into a pension if you have opted out over 12 months ago or you stopped making contributions. Those colleagues that are re-enrolled will receive a letter with further details. If you have any pension-related questions, please contact Simon Brown, our Risk and Assurance Manager.
How we're improving lives. Following the recent expansion of the division, we spoke to Nick Warboys, Director of Development and Sales, about how they are helping the group to realise our vision to improve lives. Here she is now.
I think as a development and sales team, we're at the front end, we're at the sharp end of everything in terms of what we do. So everything from the concept of looking at a field in the middle of nowhere, right the way through to dealing with some of the bigger PLCs in terms of house builders and what we're actually delivering. So across all tenures, they're very much aware in terms of what we have to do. Obviously meeting people's needs, that they're living where they want to be, and obviously assuming whether it's a market sale product or it's a social or an affordable rent, we're delivering a product that we can actually be proud of. So across the entire team, they're very much aware that's a key point of what we do and everything that we do within Longhurst. We're very much focused, obviously, as regards improving lives and the 2025 focus, not only in terms of good design. So we're now designing our own standard house type. So we've got a suite of over 30 units that we're looking at as our standard house type. And again, that's taken in full accessibility. These are really our homes for life. And also the fact that we're not going to spend the fortunes that we maybe have previously on aids and adaptations. That's all about accessibility and that people are there for the long term. No matter what life may throw at them, in the future years, they've got a home that's theirs and theirs for life. The whole suite of tenures is what we work across, so whether it's social rent, whether it's affordable, we've got market rent, and obviously we've got the intermediate products right the way through to a market sale. So it's different stages of people's lives and where they can actually access a home. And obviously people's circumstances change, certainly in terms of shared ownership, they can access it at a much lower tranche as hopefully their financial situation, their job prospects, etc. improve. Then again, they can staircase up to actually owning their own home and owning that outright for life. So it's been great. I think we forget what we do from the sales side, and that we are meeting such a wide range of needs. Not everybody is in such dire housing needs. They probably just can't afford a property on the open market, and this is them coming in at a different stage. But also as regards our homes, you know, energy efficient, we do. It's not just about the fact that we throw properties up. We do everything in terms of the fabric of the build to make sure they're as economical as it possibly can be. We've really upscaled the team, so we've had an awful lot of recruitment, and obviously we've got the new sort of side in terms of the new directorate. So land is really is key for us, you know, land planning, food to the new business, those key partnerships. So people are coming to us, they want to work with us. We're delivering, or have got to deliver over the next few years, circa 1,000 homes a year to achieve our strategic partnership with Homes England. And that really is going some to get that amount of land, deliver that amount of handovers, and obviously, you know, the sort of odd effects that it has for the rest of the organisation. So it's not just from development and sales, you know, it's when it comes into management, when it comes into maintenance, that the knock-on effect is absolutely huge in terms of what we've got to do.
Quarter two performance, focus on customer services. We're currently receiving a high volume of complaints, which is rising every quarter. We saw an increase of 58% from quarter one to quarter two, and these relate to all service areas, not just one specific area. Understandably, this has led to a drop in customer satisfaction across all services. During quarter two, our customer service team received 42,642 calls, which is higher than we expect to receive during this time of year. Because the number of incoming calls was higher than normal, and it took the team longer to resolve inquiries due to customers being dissatisfied, it therefore meant that, unfortunately, only 33,810 calls were answered. Of course, this isn't the service that we want to provide to our customers, so we're asking for your help. There are some simple steps that we can all take to improve customer satisfaction and reduce the number of complaints and incoming calls. First of all, ensure that customers' calls are returned within a maximum of 3 working days. Keep customers up to date, and if deadlines need to change, please keep them informed. Update the system with any notes of any contact you have with customers. So what's next? We'll be launching service standards and holding new customer care workshops in the new year. Quality assurance checks will also be carried out to see how we can better deal with customer contacts, while contact manager training sessions will also be held to refresh colleagues' knowledge and skills.
Do you know someone who could help us make a stand? As part of our work to receive accreditation from the Domestic Abuse Housing Alliance, or DAHA, and our involvement in the National Make a Stand campaign, we are looking to appoint customer champions. These champions, who will be all fully trained, will be a point of contact for fellow customers to turn to if they are experiencing domestic abuse. If you know of any customer who might be interested in becoming a customer champion, encourage them to email an expression of interest to Craig Taylor, our Director of Housing. This follows the appointment of 27 colleague champions who will offer support to fellow colleagues around the organisation. A full list of these champions will be shared soon.
Think data in the office. When we're at work, it's really important that we take every possible precaution to protect data, including our personal information. This can be done in a number of ways. Avoid taking paper records out of the office. Where it is essential, only take the minimum amount of information for what you need. When transporting paperwork, ensure that it's secure and out of view of anyone. If possible, please transport paperwork in a separate holder than one containing electric devices, as these will more than likely target electronic items. If you cannot return to the office with paperwork, please keep it securely in your home, not only from theft, but also fires or leaks. While in the office, keep paperwork in locked cabinets and not on your desk. When you are entering the office, be aware of tailgaters and ask to see their badge. Be aware of your surroundings when discussing personal information about colleagues or customers, both in and out of the office. When sending personal information through emails, always double check to see if the recipients are correct. If the email contains sensitive information and is being sent outside of the organisation, ensure it is encrypted or the details are shared via OneDrive. Electronic devices, like mobile phones and laptops, should be password protected, and the password should be changed from the default one provided. Please always lock your electronic device when you leave it unattended, even when in a secure location. If you are sent a link you are not expecting, please contact the sender or ICT to confirm it is safe.
So, how should you report a data breach? If a data breach does take place, it's really important that you act fast and are completely open about what information has been leaked and how it happened. This means we can act quickly to put things right. Here are some examples of the information you may be asked to provide by Diane Rafel, our Data Protection Officer. What date you were made aware of the breach? How were you made aware of the breach? How long do you think the breach has been ongoing? Describe the breach and how many people have had their personal data disclosed. How did the breach happen? Who committed the breach? What department did the breach originate? Name of line manager and whether they have been informed. Don't worry if you don't have all of the details straight away. Just get as much information as you can and call Diane on 01205 592027 or Rachel Chandler, our Director of Governance, on 0121 212 8469. If you're unable to speak to somebody, please email dataprotection@longhurst-group.org.uk.
Why the clock is ticking on Rufus? We recently announced that we will be closing down Rufus at the end of this year. We've spoken to David Fiven, our project manager, about what's happening, why we're making the change, and what we need from colleagues. Let's hear from him now.
We're closing Rufus and we're closing collaboration. We're moving everything from the old SharePoint 2010, which sits on servers in Boston, over to SharePoint 365, which sits in the trendy phrase you've heard, it's in the cloud. So everything's going to move over from there. We would like teams to tidy it up before we move it, but nobody's going to get anything that's worse than they currently have. This is part of a bigger picture where eventually we want to have a document management system where there is one version of every document that's needed and we don't have duplicates and we don't have documents flying around email and in file shares and so forth. So the old drives such as Respire Drive, the Friendship End Drive, they eventually will go. In this first phase, we're just taking stuff off collaboration and off Rufus. Multiple benefits. Firstly, Rufus needs to close anyway because SharePoint 2010 is not supported by Microsoft, so we need to get rid. So that's number one driver. The second one is there's an awful lot of out-of-date content that's not managed, and we want to have a system that's better managed, and a new system will help with that. For example, rather than having to know what folder a document is and what library that's in and so forth, there'll be a really simple upload form. You'll put in some details about that document, press the button, and it will automatically put it in the right library, and it will enable it to be searched easily. So we're going from a system where you have to know where everything is or you're scuppered to a system where you can just search. It'll just be like using, I don't know, Google or Amazon. What I really want from teams is the ability to go in, have a bit of a tidy up, work out what's needed. We're going to transfer stuff over if they don't, so it's better if they can do that. And really just an awareness that this is happening, it's going to happen at Christmas. It's part of a process. So we've heard lots about dynamics. Dynamics is another way for managing information. At the moment, we largely use documents and we email stuff around to each other. So come January, we'll have a shiny new system that not going to have a huge amount of increased functionality, but it's the first step on a long and exciting path.
Customer voice. We've been overwhelmed by the response we've received to our recent campaign to get more customers involved in shaping the services we provide. There have been 250 online forms completed, as well as a number of positive conversations with the customer service teams and operational colleagues across the organisation. We will initially focus on setting up the new customer forum ready for launch in the new year. Due to the level of commitment needed for the customer forum, all customers who have been shortlisted will be interviewed over the coming weeks by TPAS and key colleagues. We'll share more details about the forum in the coming weeks.
Improving Lives Podcast, Episode 2. In the latest episode of our Improving Lives Podcast, we hear from three brilliant guests as we explore the importance of talking to others. Matt speaks to Nathan Arnold about his life and career as a professional footballer and how, despite success on the pitch, he was experiencing his own secret storm, living with anxiety. We speak with Alan Hill from Walsall, who has also been working with our money advisor, Pam Marley, to get his finances in order, and is now about £50 a week better off after her help. Finally, we speak to Director of Housing, Craig Taylor, about his appointment to the National Housing Federation's panel to tackle domestic abuse. To listen, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/podcast.
Rent to Buy Explained. Our development and sales team is now offering new homes under the Rent to Buy scheme. This is a new product which gives customers the flexibility to progress into home ownership by giving them the opportunity to move into a property on a reduced rental basis. allowing extra time to save for a mortgage deposit. If you have any questions, please contact Sharon Stevenson, Asset Sales Manager.
As ever, if you have any questions about our 2025 strategy, please get in touch. You can either email questions at longhurst-group.org.uk, ask a line manager to submit a question on your behalf, or add a question to the Improving Lives 2025 page on Workplace by Facebook. If you have a story you'd like included in a future edition of Cascade, please contact the communications team.
Thanks for listening.